More than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Vladimir Putin visited the Middle East. He arrived to a hero's welcome. This was today. The United Arab Emirate leader welcomes dear friend Vladimir Putin. Putin's plane landed in Abu Dhabi, and Putin was there to meet with the United Arab Emirates, his first trip since 2019. At the beginning of the meeting, Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan called Putin a dear friend, stating he was happy to see his Russian counterpart again. They met in St. Petersburg in 2019 at an economic forum. So, what's that all about? Well, as Russia is beginning to wind down the Ukraine war, they have won. The war is over. Zelensky is going to have to surrender, admit that he lost the war. The United States, there's a debacle taking place in the country. The funding for Ukraine has hit a snag. Certain individuals gathered together to discuss the funding yesterday, and everybody walked out. What was presented by Mitch McConnell as they began the conversations about funding Ukraine and funding, I think it was a $111 billion package of assistance to Ukraine, Israel. McConnell said, well, we need to talk about the problem at the border, this immigration problem. Well, that pretty much ended the conversation. Democrats didn't want to talk about it. Republicans knew they weren't going to get anywhere, so they all went to lunch. But Putin, his new strategy, which is not a new strategy, the reason he's in the Middle East is he is continuing discussions, dialogue, meetings with the nations in the Middle East, and the focus of the get-together is a multipolar world system. The American people don't really understand a unipolar world or a multipolar world. The unipolar world is America and a few countries giving direction to the nations of the world. The multipolar world is 70% of the nations of the world that are tired of being dictated to by empire and the West. This is why the shot that was not heard around the world is yet to be understood. What is the shot that was not heard? Took place at the Beijing Winter Olympics in February 2022 when Russia and China agreed to move quickly with a plan, multifaceted. It's called a multipolar nation objective, simply the BRICS nations. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. And these nations have agreed to use their economies and their currencies, trade amongst themselves using their currencies, and feather out American dollars. And as they have for the last 20 years put this together and have set it in motion and have begun to use their own currencies to trade with, it was difficult initially because Russia had resources, the ruble was weak. China didn't have oil, but the yen was still strong, or the yuan. The shot that was not heard around the world. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com. We'll be right back.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts. We are giving away a free desktop PC for the month of December. So come by and check it out and enter to win our free PC giveaway. We provide sales and service for all makes and models. For all your computer needs, come by and see us. We are located in the Orchard Shopping Center in Loveland next to the Ace Hardware. Or you can find us at PCsandParts.com. Call us at 970-203-0696. That's 970-203-0696.
Crispy, faded, lit, baked, toasty, stoned, blazed, zooted.
When you're high, there are a lot of ways to say it. But there's only one thing you need to remember. Driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal everywhere. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
All right, continuing with Vladimir Putin's visit to the EUA. Let's see, what is it? United Arab Emirates. So what happens is Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian in Moscow, quote, "We have just signed a declaration on ways and means to counter, mitigate, and offset the negative consequences of unilateral coercive measures. Undoubtedly, this is an important step in increasing coordinated efforts by members of the global community to overcome illegal sanctions, which the United States and its allies use as a substitute for diplomacy. This is huge. When Russia and China agreed to this partnership at the Beijing Olympics, when I read this, I had to reread it. I had to consider it. What actually happened is greater than what happened at Hiroshima. I'll explain. Actually was more important than what happened even at Pearl Harbor. I'll explain. After World War II ended, America was the hegemon of the world. Russia had needed time to rebuild. Germany was the army. Hitler was defeated as far as in battle. The Nazi movement did not end. The Nazi movement relocated. It relocated to a fertile field, the United States of America, via Operation Paperclip. 1,500 scientists, intellectuals from Germany, Nazis, and they've died here. But their families, their children are still here, and they are Nazis. Russia took about 2,500 of these intellectuals, scientists, doctors, put them to work in Russia. Communism or Nazism did not thrive in Russia. Russia beat the Nazism concept out of them, but not in America. In 1945, there was the OSS, the Office of Strategic Service. 1947 became the CIA. And the CIA is a Praetorian Guard. It is an international information gathering system. It was created by, put together by the Rockefeller family. It has been used by the Rockefeller family to the present. Russia, the war had just begun when Russia basically is the country that defeated Hitler's armies. Russia had to recover, but Russia now is 100% totally God-hating communist, just like China and like America. God-hating communist China, God-hating communist America, God-hating Russia, communist Russia. The people of America are beginning to wake up. We are no longer a God-fearing nation. there are God-fearing people in the nation, just like there were God-fearing people in the nation in Russia after World War II and after the Bolshevik Revolution. There are God-fearing people in China presently, in North Korea also, in the Middle East, in the Islamic nations. They have to hide. But nevertheless, you can't take the God-hating thought out of China, Russia. Russia in the 70s, the early to mid-70s, there was a turn. The Russian people realized the hopelessness of communism. The American people had not reached that point. The Chinese people reached that point 50 years ago. But that they didn't have a, because of the dictatorships of the ruling party, the CCP in China, God-fearing people didn't have a say in anything. In this country, God-fearing people do have a say to some degree presently. But for the most part, what they are able to say and the influence they do have by what they say is evaporating, is becoming non-existent. As America moves, as the spirit of this country moves in the direction of God-hatred, this country, a darkness, will descend upon this nation, and the people of the world will watch it. The nations watched the darkness descend upon China after Mao, and Russia after the Bolshevik Revolution, but Russia presently, there is more freedom to worship in Russia than there is in America. It's encouraged. Here it's discouraged. So after World War II, this nation, America, we never did thank Russia for defeating Nazi, for defeating Hitler. We never thanked them openly. We should have. And we should thank Russia for what is happening. And the nations actually will thank Russia and China for what has just occurred in February of 2022. I have to jump back to 1945. America set in motion agencies, policies that America would use to control the world. Bretton Woods, the World Bank, International Monetary Fund, etc. And from that point to the present, for the most part, America has had a way to steer the nations in the direction that we wanted them to go, which would be in the best interests of the United States of America. But, there's always that but. America was warned by Henry Kissinger, do not let Russia and Germany befriend one another, work together, don't let them become a group of nations that would threaten American hegemony. But even more importantly, Kissinger said, above all things, do not allow the United States and China to work out any type of partnership agreement working together, because it will basically be the end of the United States of America. Well, it has occurred. America's demise has begun. No one knows it. They're not. The administration knows it. This administration is fully aware of what happened in February 2022, fully aware of what happened. So here's what happened. Briefly, again, I'll present it. It was a declaration of war against the New World Order of the West. A declaration of war against Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, the economic system of control that was put together with the help of Henry Kissinger on behalf of the Rockefeller family. It was a Rockefeller objective. Also, it was a declaration of war against American dollars. In other words, Russia, China, India, Brazil, South Africa had decided the way you break this financial hold of America on our countries is we quit using the American dollar. And this was a bold move because America, the administration for the last 20 years, starting with Bush Jr., realized what the implications of these nations working together, the result would be the end of American petrodollar control. And the petrodollar, the concept, the way it was initiated and came into, it came to pass, it became the world, the way in which the world would trade oil dollars, was Henry Kissinger working for David Nelson Rockefeller. Whenever there was something that the Rockefellers needed, David Nelson, Henry was always there. They knew the go-to guy. When you need a home run in the ninth inning, last out, and you're down by one run, and you don't need a run to tie, you need two runs, but you have a man on base, Henry Kissinger was the one you go to. And sure enough, we have the OPEC, the petrodollar. The news titans on the nations of the world. At the same time, you had Joe Kennedy work feverishly to put in his illegitimate son, Jimmy Carter, into the presidency in 1976, and they used an age-old method of deception. Jimmy Carter is a Baptist Christian, and the Christian people, they all voted for Jimmy Carter. And I have to say, I was one, the first time I ever voted. But he was a Christian. He was the man. He was a believer in Jesus Christ. But the plot thickens. So come back for the thickened plot in a few seconds, in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
JD here. Tune in for this Wednesday Swamp Fight at 5 p.m. when I'll be joined by Tom Kreitler from the national radio show The Money Pit. That's Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
This Christmas, experience the magic of Rocky Mountain Freeze Dry. Our artisan freeze-dried ice cream crafted by our local Colorado company brings a unique twist. Ice cream that doesn't melt. From classic vanilla to exciting cookie dough, our crunchy treats melt into velvety smooth joy. And for a nostalgic twist, try our puffed-up candies, perfect for gifts and stocking stuffers. Visit RockyMountainFreezeDry.com and unwrap the extraordinary.
Ho, ho, ho!
Hey folks, get ready. The Warriors Revolution Open House is Saturday, December 16th. Come in and meet the Warriors crew and Pac-Man and the Rev. It will feature a live radio remote show from 1 to 3. Warriors is jammed with thousands of last-minute gift ideas and will feature several door-busting specials only available at this event. Come in and join us. The week of the 18th through the 23rd is pickup week, allowing plenty of time for your purchase to clear the 72-hour waiting period on firearms. Give the gift they really want. I know I want one. Warriors Revolution in Longmont, Colorado, located at Ken Pratt and Bowen Street. Firearms, accessories, and so much more. Come in and meet your friends. We're anxious to meet you. Warriors Revolution, Longmont, Colorado. See you there.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
I owe my soul to the company store. Before we get to the company store, let's finish the plot that thickened. Jimmy Carter is elected, 1976. And he removes all of the Christian believers in his administration down to two or three tiers. He did not want Christian people around him. And he is elected. He is Joe Kennedy's illegitimate son. He's the half brother to John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Edward Kennedy. The half brother to the Kennedy family. Joe Kennedy wanted a second and a third son in the presidency. John was the first, was assassinated. Robert should have been, but he was assassinated. Edward, there was a death of a young girl. He was a coward. He didn't jump in the water to save her after the car went off the bridge. That ruined his run for presidency. But Joe Kennedy had had a stroke, but he watched just almost, I think he was, I think he died just before Jimmy became president. He didn't get to see his illegitimate son become president. The illegitimate son, working with the Rockefeller family, and Henry, old Henry was involved, working with nations, the Trilateral Commission. The Trilateral Commission. So what happens is you have America, decade after decade, becoming more powerful internationally. The Vietnam War, the Rockefellers needed to develop the oil fields in the Gulf of Tonkin. And who did they go to? Henry was involved. And then finally, Nixon, they had to put an end to the war. How are the Rockefellers going to bow out gracefully? It would be Henry Kissinger. Kissinger would be the individual that was responsible for peace negotiations with Lee Duck. I can't remember the guy from Vietnam, the president. And America bows out gracefully. No shame to the Rockefeller family, thanks to Henry Kissinger. Then, in the Reagan administration, Reagan is trying to destroy Russia. In the Clinton administration, the Clintons were piecing out all of Russian industry to the highest bidders in Wall Street and in the corporate community in America. Russia just keeps, this is the redhead, the stepchild. Russia from 1917, it doesn't end. Then we go into the 90s, Boris Yeltsin. He realizes that Clinton is now going to open up the give the opportunity to Europe, to the European, Central, Eastern European countries to become part of NATO. And Yeltsin realized he'd been betrayed, especially when Clinton said that they were going to consider bringing Ukraine into NATO. Russia can't have that. Nuclear weapons is what they'll do immediately, put them on the eastern border or the western border of Russia. And then Vladimir Putin, he was put in according to the Bible by God the first day of this century, and he immediately went to work and devised a plan and a strategy, but he needed China in the strategy, and India, and South Africa, and Brazil. He needed a representative from South America, needed a representative from Africa. He chose South Africa, representative from Asia, the big blocks, China and India. And one thing about Vladimir Putin, this man is able to turn lead into gold. And he did. It's payback for all that the British and the Americans have done to Russia and to China. These two nations, it's time for payback. So they are in a partnership. I think it's February 4th, 2022. They declare war on the United States, on the World Economic Forum, on the New World Order of the West, and they declare war on the royal families of Europe and the Rockefeller dynasty in America. They've declared war. They, on that day, America, or the slash America slash Rockefeller desires for a new world order ended. It ended. There will not be a new world order, an order of the ages, an order that is going to control the whole world. That has ended. China and Russia ended that plan. This is why the European nations now, in spite of America funding them, they are leaning more to the plans of Vladimir Putin. A group of nations working together, working with their currencies, trading with each other, manufacturing industry being used to supply their needs. They don't need anything from the United States. They can trade amongst themselves. And by trading amongst themselves, they will be healthy. There will be no control, or least not as much control. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about My Kind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. My Kind CBD products are 100% THC free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion to the salve to the retinol cream to the tinctures to the cocoa to the coffee to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
So now we can see how everything just works together. America, England tried to destroy Russia for the last 100+ years, and now Vladimir Putin, put in by God, had the strategy, the insight, the wisdom to work with these nations. He truly is a diplomat. And he was able to put together this plan with powerful nations. He needed, again, a representative in South America, Brazil. Brazil has been working with Argentina. And there's going to be a multipolar world group of nations, Venezuela, Mexico, and the United States. Mexico wants to be part of the multipolar world system, or BRICS Plus. The first day of this coming year, there will be an additional six nations added to the BRICS network. There'll be 11 nations, Mexico, Venezuela. Some of the other nations in Central America want to be part of this. Why? Because it frees them from the IMF. It frees them from the World Bank. It frees them from American petrodollars in South Africa. Putin needed somebody in South Africa. What a strategy. And there will be other nations already. There are other nations in South America that want they want to be included in this multipolar world network because they will use their own currencies. They don't need to go, they don't need to come to American, what I have it written down, let me look at it. They don't need the IMF, the International Monetary Fund to borrow money from. They don't need it. They can borrow from the multipolar world nations, and they're going to set up a system, already have set up a system, so that they can loan finances to these nations that want to develop. These nations want to be left alone. They want to be free. 70% of the nations are looking at this multipolar world system. India and China. China would like to bring the multipolar world nations into this digital currency, into the digital credits. But the multipolar world nations, India and the other nations, don't want any part of it. So China's going to have a struggle. China wants and really does like the Klaus Schwab plan. He does like it because it's a great system for control. Well, the multipolar world nations are tired of being controlled by American world hegemony, American world interests, the interests of the ruling families and royals of England and America, especially one family. So there are 11 nations, and there are more nations lining up, and this is American, this has the is the silver bullet that has been shot into the heart of the globalist plan that was introduced by Cecil B. Rhodes and was picked up by England and the United States. The silver bullet, it's the one that has destroyed the United States of America. The American people aren't aware of this. There's nothing America can do. The Rockefeller family, the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Treasury, Wall Street, this government, there is a continuity of government, but there is no plan this time to save America. The nations are at war with the U.S., with this country. The only thing, the thing that's going to happen in the future, and this is in the book of Jeremiah chapter 51. God said there's going to be a nation that will be very powerful militarily and with technology through her economy. And that nation, God is going to use that nation to be a hammer, a sledgehammer, a wrecking ball. And this nation, when it is backed into a corner and realizes its demise has come in the final years of its existence, it is going to go to war with the nations of the world. The nations of the world I'm talking about are the nations in the unipolar world network of nations. And more nations, even in Europe. France would like to be part of this new system. It has, in this new system, there is an economic order using digital, using credit cards, using a digital system, but it has more safety features to it, not like Klaus Schwab's. There are no safety features, no safety mechanisms in the Klaus Schwab system. It is a dominant system controlled by a group of dominant people using a dominant nation. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcasts, 1360KHNC.com.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
I believe that many Americans are now realizing that we can't fight against this system, this wicked, evil system that has been put in place in this country. There is an end coming, and this system is going to be judged by Christ at his return. But in the meantime, like Christ said, in spite of hardships that are coming, we must continue. It is daytime, and Christ said, while it is yet day, we work. Nighttime is coming when no man can work. And what he meant by that for the Christian community, you'll probably understand what I'm saying. There's a tribulation of 7 years, a hardship, 7 years long coming. The first half of the tribulation is going to be difficult. The final 3.5 years will be unbearable. The final 3.5 years of this coming 7 year tribulation, we're not in it yet, we'll be in it soon. When Damascus is destroyed and Russia is destroyed with the armies that invade Israel, that 7 year period will begin. But in the last 3.5 years of that 7 year period, it's nighttime. No man can work. You're going to have to hide. You're going to have to disappear. How you're going to do that, I don't know. God will give you the answers. But in the meantime, the people, the families, the ruling oligarchs of this country, they are brilliant people. And they know what happened in Beijing in the Winter Olympics 2024. They know what happened. They understand that their power and control has been through the dollar and through American world hegemony. And they realize and they are aware of Putin and Xi Jinping's declaration on that day. It was a declaration of war. Not only that, but they basically stated America's world hegemony has ended. The rule of the people of America is over, regardless of how massive their military is, how strong their economy has been, and the technology that they have. Regardless, America has been defeated. We just don't realize it. It's already happened. America will not go another 9 years. The multipolar world objectives. This is why Vladimir Putin is in the UAE today. He met with the nations in the Middle East. The nations he's been meeting with, they control about 70% of the oil reserves internationally. This is something that the Rockefeller family, the British Petroleum Company, they cannot exist without the extra oil of the Middle East, the gas and oil out of Russia, out of Turkey. 70% of the nations have oil. These 70% of the nations have a future hope. The nations that have been tied into the United States have a lesser hope. That's it for today. Let's visit tomorrow. We'll see what develops. I should get to my notes. It's too late. The program's over. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts, The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez, have a good night.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.